Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. My name's Lamo. In a few moments, Geshe Sangpo will be entering through that door. He is one of our two resident teachers, and when he comes, if you please stand out of respect for him and the teachings, and then you'll see people prostrating, and if you're new to the center or new to Tibetan Buddhism, you're very welcome to just remain standing. There's no problem with that. We'll be saying some prayers, and the only prayer book we have right there is a gold prayer book. And I'll prompt you to, you know, tell you which page it is. We start, the first one is on page 183. And let's see. If Geshe Sampo invites people to make comments or ask questions. Oh, okay, Geshe Sampo is here. So, if you'll please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, and you'll see it says mantra recitation. And then down below there, between the two lines, you see this mantra in Tibetan. So let's chant that mantra three times, since that's the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha. Taya ta om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta If you please turn to page 34, and you see in the middle it says the four immeasurables. So let's read that prayer in English one time. Page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now, if you please turn the page to 37, and then you'll see the Four Immeasurables chanting version. So let's chant that in Tibetan one time. Sen chen tam che de wa dang de wei ju dang de bo ju below, you see two mantras. So let's chant Chen Reizig's mantra eight times, and then below that, Green Taurus mantra seven times. Keeping in mind people on our prayer list and also those who are in your hearts and minds today. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Dare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Dare Tu Re Soha.
Okay. Good morning. Today is my first teaching at the Kadampa Center on Sunday. therefore, I'm going to tell short my story. Then we talk about Buddhism, okay? of course, my name is Geshe Sampo. I was born in Tibet, very close to China. I was born 1972. During that time, in Tibet, they are very, very poor because they lost most of the things. 1959, they lost their country. Then 1961 and 1962, between like 2 years, people die. Many people die because hungry. Many people die. Then I'm lucky because I was born in 1972. and then 78, 79, around the day time, my parents sent me to school, local school. The local school are not really good. Then school is 5 from my house, my parents' house to school, maybe half hour. We have to walk there. No bus. Of course, winter time. In Tibet, it's freezing, very, very cold. Even you drop like, you know, Santi from here, come here, become ice. Yeah, Santi, like that time that my parents, me, sent to the school. Every morning, I have to walk there. Then the clothes is not enough. It's freezing, like everywhere is like, okay. Then 1982, my parents sent my oldest brother sent to the India for studying. Then I really want to go during that time, but I'm too young. Then after he get there, then he met some Westerner. I don't know, Westerner took photo. He sent back to my hometown. Then I saw this photo, then I really want to go to the India. Then, but it's still too young. And 1883, something like that, then my parents sent me, then I refused, I don't want to go to school because in my area, nobody going to school because too poor, they never think about the education. Then also I don't want to go. Then I ask my parents, I want to be monk, please send to me to the, like, you know, some of the nuns, monks, how to study Tibet, like how read, how pray. Then finally my parents decided to me send to the one nunnery near the my parents' house, very close. That's only like 10-15 minutes to walk. The monastery, the nunnery is already destroyed. They put some local government things, but they leave some monks and nuns there. Therefore, my parents sent me there. Then I studied there how to pray, then how to memorial test books, study there maybe 2 years. Then when I come back, my parents, then I just like show my parents how to meditate. My parents, then my mom is so happy. Then my mom decided me to send to the India. I'm so happy. Yeah. Then my father, my parents, I remember my parents are very poor, but my father took me in China. He sent to China to in Lhasa, in Tibet capital, through flight. Right? Then I saw some of the Tibet group. Then we pay for somebody escape and from Tibet to in India. And my father gave me some money when I was China. Then my father said, if you this money is not enough for you, then I have one friend in Lhasa. You must take from some money from his friend. Then I never thought my parents don't have money. Then I'm so happy. When I got the Lhasa, I'm looking for this person. Anyway, then I got some money from him, but my parents pay back to him. I still remember when I got the monastery, my mother sent a letter to me. You have to have studying hard, otherwise you took all our home. Yeah, anyway, then we escaped from Tibet to India in 1985. Then many people suggest to us, when you escape from Tibet to India, must winter time, the winter. Because, like, you know, Chinese soldiers are too cold, cannot stay late night for border. Therefore, we can escape. Something like that. Then we cross like Himalayan mountain by our foot, and during the daytime, actually, like one guy told us took the 3 days. He's missed Nepali and Tibetan, missed two guys. We pay for them. They say, oh, took 1-3 days. You take enough, you can bring enough for food, 3 days. Then most of us bring like food for 3 days. Then basically we took 21 days. Yeah, 21 days. Then we don't have enough for food, of course, enough for clothes. We sleep in jungle and in the snow mountain without, like, you know, blankets. We did bring black hands. Then, anyway, we are so lucky. Most, like, people who cross this way, many people die. Many people lost their eyes because the snow so bright. Then, for us, like, you know, 21 people, successful journey in Nepal. When we got to Nepal, we got also trouble because many people bring, like, you know, gold, silver, money for their wants to offer for His Holiness Dalai Lama and some Santi. But when we got to Nepal, then everything took some people there. Yeah, we lost everything. But we are successful journey to India. Then finally, we went to the, earlier I said, like, you know, my parents, my mom, she is very devout Buddhist, that she wants to be all the, we have five boys, she wants to be everybody be monk. Then, therefore, she wants to me to go to India studying very hard. But my reason is different, because I saw my brother's picture for with West people. Then I want to go to India, because I thought India would be like U.S. Because I saw many, like, you know, different Hollywood movie. Therefore, I thought, like, India looks like Hollywood. Therefore, I came to India. When I got to India, too late to go back to... Yeah, because during that time, I was like 12. In monastery, it's very poor, because we are refugee, just got to India. Then I miss my friends, the siblings, especially my parents, but too late to go back to India. Then, but whenever you get my monastery, then when first you get the monastery, you can have two very important person. Like, one is like, you know, take care like your father, the A to Z, everything he have to responsibility. Then the other one is teach you how you have to learn. Okay? Therefore, actually, the Geshe-la teacher is like my uncle. Then my uncle is passed away, he take care of all our students. Then he is like my father. Actually, like, we have like this kind of relationship. Therefore, something like that. Then in monastery, sometimes we have to wake up early morning, 2 o'clock morning. We have to go to puja. Then, like, puja means prayer gathering. Then you have to go to puja together until like sometimes 6 o'clock morning. Then you go to restroom quickly. You have to back. That's a special day. Then sometimes like the whole week's doing like this kind of special puja. Then most the typical days we have to wake up 5:30 morning, every morning 5:30. Then we need to go to puja, and after puja, 5:30 puja, 7 to 9, and we're going to recite the textbook memorial. Then after 9 to 11, then everybody have to go to debate class, courtyard, all together. Make sense, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then 11 o'clock, the lunch. The long time ago, we don't enough for lunch because, you know, I have one uncle. We have to share every meals. I have an uncle. We share one meals, then split half to half. Because we don't have enough money, we have to buy from all the lunch and dinner from monastery. Yeah, therefore, we don't have enough money. Therefore, we split, because half my uncle, half to me. Sometimes we sleepy, hungry. It's still so fun. Nowadays, it's very good because Shaji Lama Zebar Muche, everybody know Lama Zebar Muche, right? Lama Zebar Muche organized the long time ago. We have now wonderful the lunch and dinner, even we have breakfast. Long time ago we don't have. Therefore, 11 o'clock we start lunch. Maybe we have 20 minutes. If you like, don't have lunch until now. Therefore, one like short time all together lunch. Then after lunch, then individually class, the philosophy class. Then this class is not everyone all together. even like classmates are not together, because every classmate has a different teacher. Then I go to study my teacher, then somebody go to somebody's teacher. Then every teacher has different opinion, different view, different idea. Therefore, they teach the students different opinion. Therefore, when we come back together class, then when we debate, then makes sense. Everybody has wonderful idea, right? The other was we just like, you know, studying by heart test, then we don't have no idea, just study by heart. Then teacher different explaining, I mean like, therefore, yeah, something like that. Then 5 o'clock, every 5 o'clock, we have dinner. Then 5:30 to 6 o'clock free time. And then 6 o'clock start like, you know, debate class again. Then until the 10:30. Then sometimes like, you know, after 10:30, the debate is going to very deep. Then sometimes like 2 different class debate. Then class even later, like sometimes people stay 1 o'clock morning, 2 o'clock morning, stay debate each other. It's so fun, really. Yeah, then it's very something like that. Then monastery really looks like a university, because the students are moving through the monastery here, there for class. When you go to in the monastery, you can see how, like, you know, the monastery. Some people think like, you know, monks like just do like meditate, like pray, not like that. Every monk's moving like through the monastery for studying class. Everybody's busy here, university, same like university. Everybody's very busy. Yeah, something like that. Then 1996, I'm becoming ritual leader in church, Therefore, I did ritual 1996 to 2001, until I became a geshi. Then I did 5 years ritual the in church at my monastery. Then 2001, I became a geshi. Then after geshi, I went to the Jimei Monastery for course country 1 year. Then after I come back to monastery, in my monastery rule are very looks very strange, you know. The after you geshi, then people elect you to the administrator and healthcare leader and school principal. We have few departments at the monastery. They elect, then you send to the dead. Even like you never studying like, you know, medicals, blah 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 blah. But you can't be like sometimes in charge the health care that looks like hospital. Therefore, people elect me healthcare leader. I don't know nothing about medicine. Therefore, I did 2004 to 2007 healthcare leader. Then the 2008. Then I really want to go to in Tibet for visit my parents, because I did this with my parents long time. Therefore, I decided to go. Actually, since I became a geshi, I tried to go to in Tibet for visit my parents, but I didn't get the visa. Therefore, then 2008, I got the, you know, something special document. Then one of my friend who live in Singapore, he helped me to go to India, Tibet. Then we bought like flight ticket and everything's packed, ready to go. Maybe tomorrow is my like departure. Then one of my friend who live in Beijing, in Taiwan, China, they send me a text message, please don't come this time, very danger. Then that time I have still like U.S. visa. Then I thought, okay, then I go to like, you know, U.S. for visit Geshe-la. Then I changed my ticket, I came here. Then I came here, I decided to stay here. Yeah, there's so many like things like that, yeah. Therefore, that's short my story, right? There's so many, that's short. Then, we working very hard in my monastery, like morning to evening, sometimes 1 o'clock morning, because we are looking for Santi, right? We are looking for happy. Yeah. Therefore, all of us, like, you know, wants to happy, don't want to suffering. Like, therefore, I think, like, you know, the Buddha is the best teacher in Buddhism, I think. He's the best teacher, Buddhist best teacher. Then he talked to, like, you know, 85,000 sutra, but he first teach in suffering. Then he first teach suffering. I think that's very, very important. Then he first teach Four Noble Truths. They have so many, like, you know, explanation. I'm really sorry, not enough for my English. But anyway, Buddha first teach, like, you know, actually Buddhists has so many ways to explaining, like Buddha explaining through the Four Noble Truths. Then Lama Atisha, you know, right? Lama Atisha. The Lama Atisha, the explain it through the four seals. And nowadays, His Holiness Dalai Lama always talk about Buddhist view of dependence, ordination, origination, and no violence, conduct. Yeah. This two words is very powerful, right? Buddha talked like 84,000 all sutra meaning this two words. This two words. Therefore, like, I think this all same. The Buddhist, like, you know, explain it this way. Somebody, so many different ways. The main point is we all want to be happy. Therefore, they tie to we want to be happy, right? Therefore, why Buddha talked to a first time in suffering? Because we have to have, we want to happy. If we want to happy, we want to free from suffering. If you want free suffering, you must know what is the suffering. Without we are knowing suffering, difficult to be happy, right? Therefore, Buddha talked to like first suffering. We must know what is suffering. Then sufferings come from. When you know sufferings come from, then you can like fix, cannot fix. If you can fix, then it's not. If you know there's the fix is not easy. You have to so many paths go, you know, the most of you know understand the Four Noble Truths, right? Yeah, something like that. anyway, now, main point is the our negative mind change positive mind. We have to change negative mind to positive change. Oh, I have some word here. Okay, sorry. Yeah. All of us wants to happy, but we don't know how to get the happy, right? We seeking happiness every time, but we are getting like suffering. always we are getting suffering. The why? I think because too much eye. Right? Like our eyes very strong, very strong. I want happy. Therefore, I lie other people. I want happy. Then I want harsh speech for other people. Then I want happy. I want the other people things. I want happy. Then, so many, even like kill other people because for I want happy. Right? Therefore, too much like, you know, I. Therefore, we are unhappy. Like, I tell you one story, like Buddha said for Buddha. Now, Buddha Shakyamuni is son of the king, right? You know, right, king. He has beautiful wife, one very good son, the wealth family, wealthy family. He know 100% sure he becoming king of the India. Then one day he went to the outside the kingdom. Then he saw so many people suffering. Some people getting old. Some people sick, bring the hospital. Then some people like, you know, the pathway, bring like, you know, cemetery somewhere. Like he saw so many different things. Then he thought, oh, he asked every single time that his intended. Then he stand there explaining, oh, this. Then when he come back, he think many things. He think. Then he thought, oh, now, if you really want ultimate happiness, these wonderful things never bring ultimate things. Therefore, he has a very good opportunity, right? He all like, you know, these wonderful things give up, escape to the jungle. He changed his mind. He find ultimate happiness. But we are still go other way, right? Do you agree? Yeah, therefore, yeah, anyway, we try to get our happiness. Yeah, the morning wake up until we sleep, we like each of us try to get the happiness, like a businessman does business, a student studying, then all of us like, you know, go that way. But please don't understand, let me know. I try to but the happiness has two different happiness, right? Like outside happiness, inside happiness. Somebody said temporary happiness and permanent happiness, ultimate happiness. But outside happiness, like basic economy, the health, science, and ice cream. As a milkshake too. I love milkshake. But I think those are very good. Like outside happiness is also like achieve. We need, we necessary, our life necessary. Good health, and the economy, everything we need. Like, you know, we somebody say art, oh, blah 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 blah. That's we necessary. Then they make our life is easy, right? Like compared to like 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, even we are sick, we just pray, wish, like, you know, recover. We don't much like have like, you know, ocean, right? Then start like, you know, the 300 years, then maybe like, you know, the 19th century and 20th century developing like, you know, economy, science, so many things, like, you know, our life is more easy, right, nowadays, more easy. Even like, you know, we seek immediately like hospital, how like wonderful they have, like, you know, surgery, things. Therefore, our life is more easy. Therefore, we need necessary, those really necessary. But they never bring like, you know, ultimate happiness. Never bring ultimate happiness. Therefore, ultimate happiness, you have to have changed your mind. What Buddha did, right? What Buddha did, you have to have changed your mind. My English is finished. Therefore, like, you know, material things bring ultimate happiness. I always think like, you know, American people are really get ultimate happiness because things that they have things, most the things. Like, for example, when I first came to U.S. 2003, my friend, Genobu, and most people know Genobu. He and I went to the grocery store. We both don't know English. Didn't know English. Therefore, we went to the grocery store. I don't know. We live in Stephanie's house. Maybe we walked through the, like, you know, Hillsborough Street. Went to the Camara Village. They have one Harris Theater, right? We went there, then basically he and I need the milk. But when we got the grocery store, we don't know which one is red for us because they have so many different milks. Yeah, they have like, you know, half-half, whole milk, and it's fatless, so many different, right? Therefore, we don't know which one is good for us. Then similarly, like, you know, cheese, meat, vegetables, so many oceans, right? Then when we come back to home, they ask Geshe-la, we don't know which one is red for us. Then Geshe-la give us the advice, the red cup. Yeah, he told us, like, you know, whenever you go to a grocery store, buy milk, the red cup. Red cup is red for us. After I moved here, 2008, then, you know, Geshe-la and I joined membership science club. Okay. Then I went to the science club for buy milk. They don't have any red cup. Every cup is white. Okay. Yeah, therefore, like, you know, I think really, like, you know, many country, other country, many Asian country think the America is heavy. Heavy? Heavy. I don't know. Here. Yeah, therefore, because they have like so wonderful, like, you know, school, college, wonderful park, you know, even like road, when you drive, so wonderful. People never think about that. People want more. Therefore, we can difficult, like, you know, get the ultimate happiness. Therefore, like, I don't know exactly how to translate. They have one book, the 37 pages of All Buddha Sons. Have you ever heard? This is a wonderful book. Yeah, the read by just Tume Sambo. He said like a Tibet saying like that, you know. I don't know how I can translate it. Here, English, I try to read. He said, like, you know, Tibet saying, Dunga Mali Dade Delishu. Dunga means suffering. Mali means all the suffering. Dade means, like, you know, all sufferings come from I want too much happiness. Make sense? But they said, like, you know, all of our suffering without an expectations. Make sense? Desire from the wish to please but ourselves. Make sense? Basically saying, like, you know, all ours, like, you know, suffering come from I want more happiness. Therefore, I think we have here everything we have, right? But we need more, like, right? More. We need more. Earlier, I said, like, you know, we have, like, economy developing. This is a fast country, I think. This, right? Then also science very famous, right? The daughter. Everything we have here is wonderful. But they never fix our own happiness. Because if you have, like, you know, unhappy, you have millions of dollars, you cannot spend, cannot buy for the peaceful mind. You cannot buy peaceful mind, right? Similarly, how much you are, like, you know, good computer. Computer can change everything. Cannot change your mind, right? Similarly, like, you know, your daughter, you can change, like, you know, you can change kidney, you can change so many things move inside. If you don't need, can take off. Many things you can do, daughters, right? But daughter cannot fix your inner peace. Really? Therefore, if you want really inner peace, you have to have change your mind. If you change your mind, whatever going on around you, then never destroy your inner peace. Never. And I tell you one story. They make me really always happy. Whenever I have, like, difficult situation, this story helped me a lot. Because, like, the old geshi. He's during the daytime, he's 75 years old. 75 years old, the geshi. Then whenever His Holiness Dalai Lama come to our monastery with dedication, so beautiful gate. Gate number one, gate number two, gate number three, until so many gates until the monastery. Then when he comes, then we are all the monks land welcome to him to the monastery. Then His Holiness came before 2 days, the geshi went to the wonderful the gates. Okay. Then when he on the way, somebody hit him by motorcycle. That's 2004. Then I just became like a healthcare leader 2004. Then somebody called me. Okay, that situation. Then our office has one motorcycle. I'm not good. Then I did like this. I went to the hospital. Then when I got the hospital, he's unconscious. Like, he's old, then unconscious. Then when he wake up, he asked me what happened to me. I told him, you had hit by a motorcycle, then you had legs broken. You know, he immediately, he said, wow, I'm so happy. Don't tell anything the guy who hit me. He told me, not I did hear thrown to somebody. He said, that's so wonderful. That means I will live few more years. Otherwise, I'm going to die this year. Yeah, he told me. Then whenever I got like this kind of situation, I remember what he said. This helped me a lot. Yeah. Therefore, even though he had broken his leg, his inner peace never destroyed. He's happy. What do you think? That's amazing, right? I hear from the Kezo Rinpoche, my teacher, Kezo Rinpoche Saraji, about, he told here, he said, 1959, the Chinese come over my hometown, then they beat so many monks. I rise. Then one monk, they call Gepolo. He said Gepolo. Then Chinese the soldier, he did upside down, then beat him. Then he's saying Santi. Then saying Santi. Then they ask him, what happened? What he's saying? Then he's saying like that, you know, people who torture me, they don't have negative karma. Basically, he pray for them, pray for their benefit. Even though there's some people torture him, something like this, like, you know, people who has this kind of mind, they never get like, you know, suffering. Therefore, we try to change our mind. How? I don't know. therefore, I think we have to have change, like, you know, our selfish? Yeah. Selfish. Because include, like, you know, Guru Puja, doing this morning my prayer, then I got this word, then I just like, you know, went to the English book, wrote on here, then they say like, you know, I don't know, this chronic disease of cherishing myself is the cause giving rise to my unsaid suffering. Make sense? Yeah. I sound unsaid suffering. Therefore, if we cannot change, like, you know, then myself, then it's difficult. But we can change. I think we can change. How, like, you know, we can see, like, our body, like example, like, you know, people who like famous, like, you know, basketball, people who famous like football, and even like some people, like, you know, in the Olympic game, some ladies, like, in, they are like, you know, bodies like, you know, plastic, right? When they first born, they can't do like that, right? Then I always like give like you know, example, like Mega Jordan. When he was born, he don't know nothing about basketball, right? But then he practiced when he was young, through the high school, through the college, and he became like NBA. Then he know how can control his ball. He know how can achieve, right? Then similarly, like our mind. Like, you know, until now, mind give us job. We, like, you know, mind give, like, you know, everything. Now we have to have practice, like, you know, like Mega Jude, what he did. But one of our Santa member very kindly bring me a few books, like kids' books for my English. Therefore, I choose like one like Mega Judy story. I think he is the one of the basketball Buddha. What do you think? It's very good, right? Yeah. Yeah, similarly, like, you know, now we time to control our mind. Time to control our mind. Until now, we like, you know, service for mind. Now we have mind service for us. Therefore, if like, you know, we have like this kind of mind, you know, you are happy, your wife, husband, kids, all your family is happy. Even like, you know, your friends, community, even the this kind of mind lead world peace, right? Then if you can change this kind of mind, people love you, you are happy. But like, for example, you know, Mahatma Gandhiji, like India, Mahatma Gandhiji, and Mother Teresa, and the Dada King, His Holiness Dalai Lama, why people love them? Everyone loves them. Why? Because we have to think about. They are too rich, therefore people love. They are so beautiful, handsome, therefore people love. Not that reason, right? Because why people love them? They have this kind of wonderful mind. Therefore people love those people. Even like some of them passed away a few decades, but people still remember them. People still like, you know, celebrating their birthdays. Yeah, therefore, we have to have like, you know, think about that. Then also like, you know, we always think about I, therefore, earlier we talked about, always think about I, therefore we did get like, you know, suffering. Also I think too much I. I just talking for front of you, but I think too much I. Honestly. Therefore, they said like, you know, if you want to be happy, then you have to have practice your compassion. Then we think about what does it mean compassion? What does it mean compassion? Compassion, the definition of the compassion, not I want from suffering, not that, right? Definition of the compassion, like, you know, the other people, whenever you see, like, you know, see here, anything like, you know, the other people get suffering, then you want to, like, you know, sympathize, I don't know how to. Yeah, that's the compassion, right? Therefore, means like, you know, the His Holiness Dalai Lama always said, some people talk too much compassion. Compassion, that's me. Some people never talk about compassion, but they're ready to help, action. That's really compassion. Compassionate, that His Holiness Dalai Lama said. Therefore, even though we talk about the compassion, even though we don't talk about the compassion, basically we have to have like, you know, people who has suffering, people who has like difficult situation, we try to help. That's the main point, right? Yeah, therefore, if you think about like, you know, if we didn't think about deeply, I is very important. If you think about deeply, then you can think the other people are very, very important. Even like, you know, you survive this world because other people, like, you know, your house, you cannot build the house yourself. You are the beautiful clothes, like, you know, the earlier I said, like, beautiful park, car, everything's from other people. therefore, like other people are very, very important. Even like, you know, when we was very young, we survived through the like other, like, you know, ours, like, you know, the kindness, mom, compassion, we rise, right? I rise, then we grow up, getting old, everything, we need other people's help. Without other people's help, we cannot survive in this world. What do you think? Yeah. Therefore, I think other people are very, very, like, important. Sometimes, like, you know, people get good job, people are very comfortable, like, then we cannot think the how important other people's, right? Therefore, if we deeply think about, like, those things, then we can realize how other people are very important. How other people are very important. Therefore, like, even like, you know, even like, you know, people who believe like, you know, religious cannot believe religious, people who believe karma, no karma, all the religious, like, everybody respect compassion, right? Everybody loves compassion. Therefore, I think without compassion, we are not survive. Survive. Therefore, we have to have think about like other people benefit. Yeah. Even like, you know, if Buddhism think talk about the Buddhism, Buddhists say like, you know, I don't know how I can translate that. Anyway, like, you know, all the sentient beings, the very important, like, jewel, like, jewel, that's the push out, I don't know, that's like not usually jewel. That if, like, one kind of the jewel you wish, like, you know, things you're getting, like, this life, whatever you want. You make sense? Yeah, something like that. But other beings not like that. If you want liberation, you have to have, like, you know, the without other people, you cannot, like, you know, becoming liberation. Even like you know, you have to study, like, you know, the six perfection. Yeah. Without other people, how you practice? Right? First, generosity. I mean, like, jimbatsurum. Like morality and practice, they are very important. Other people support. Without other people, how you patient? Right? Like, you know, your patience come from other people. Your generosity come from other people. Morality is also come from other people. Right? Therefore, like, other people are very, very important than anything, I think. Yeah. We have time still. Okay. Oh, okay, last one. Then anyway, like, you know, the Buddha talked, like, you know, 8,400 sutra. That everything is developing our mind. Okay. Therefore, like, you know, whenever you practice is good for your mind, it's good dharma. It's not good for your dharma, mind. It's not dharma. That's the definition of the Buddhist dharma. Thank you. Sorry, my English.
Thank you, Geshe Sanko. Thank you very much. This morning, I'm Susan Potter, and I am on the Inspiring Generosity Committee, which is the committee... Try now. Is that better? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Geshe Sangpo. I'm Susan Potter on the Inspiring Generosity Committee. Do you think it's working?
Can I just talk like this?
Does this sound... Ooh. Thank you, Geshe Sangpo. I'm going to speak very quietly because it is very loud, isn't it? I'm Susan Potter on the Inspiring Generosity Committee, and our committee is charged with trying to ensure the financial viability of the center so that we can continue to have access to the 84,000 teachings that the Buddha brought and translated so gracefully by our teachers like Geshe Sangpo. I personally do not have the energy to learn Tibetan. I'm not necessarily speaking for anybody else, so thank you so much for learning English for our behalf. We have around a 2-month energetic period where we try to secure the bulk of our fundraising for the center. We continue throughout the year to do some other efforts, but in December and January this year, we're sort of turn the heat up on that. And in that light, we have had some different members speak about what the center means to them and how they've benefited along these lines that we've spoken of this morning to change our mind. And this morning, Glenn Hunt is, who you may have seen, made some comments on the brochure announcing our fundraising effort. He's one of the a new donor and a fairly new member who came in through Buddhism in a Nutshell and then went through the 2-year course of Discovering Buddhism, and I'm not continues to come to classes. So I'm going to hand we got another one working. For Glenn, just to share for a minute about the center and how he's sort of found some value here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Is this working now?
Yes.
So Susan said, my name is Glenn, and I was going to tell my story, but it's not nearly as dramatic as Geshe Sangpo. So about 2.5 years ago, I kind of felt a need to come to the center, and I really had a pull towards Buddhism. And I was lucky enough to start with the Meditation 101 class, which Aunt Lamo taught, and she was very patient. She was, you know, she really inspired me to come through it. Then I stuck around for Buddhism in a Nutshell, which Scott taught, and from that I learned patience in my driving, and patience with my friends, and patience with my family. Then I started with the Discovering Buddhism classes. So that's been about a 2-year process. In that process, I learned about death and impermanence and suffering and karma and all of these wonderful things that sound terrible from the outside, but when you learn them and apply them in your life, then suddenly you have patience and you have compassion and you can really, you know, everybody around me started benefiting as well as myself. So when I thought about joining the center and taking my refuge vows and that sort of thing, I thought, how can I help more people? Well, the way that I thought that I could help more people was to become a sustainer by paying it forward. So I learned from all of these generous people who were my teachers, who gave of their time, who gave of their knowledge to people like me for no charge. So by being a sustainer, I can give, I can feel good about my giving, I can practice my generosity, and hopefully pay it forward to benefit other people as well as myself. So thank you very much. I hope you'll consider being a donor and a sustainer. And because I listen to NPR, I have to always say, and if you're a sustainer, perhaps you would consider raising your sustaining at this time. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Glenn. And to this donor challenge, we have a couple of people who, older donors, who are trying to encourage new donors, people who haven't donated to the annual appeal before, to come on board. And so if 15 new donors who have not donated before become either a monthly sustainer or what we're calling an inspired sustainer, who make a one-time donation. So there are these two different options to do this. Between now and the end of the year, they'll donate an additional $1,000, which will help get us
closer to where we need to be. So if you haven't donated before, if you're a fairly new member or a friend of the center, and would like to participate, these brochures are out on the concierge desk. We would love to for you to be part of that effort. So thank you so much. Thank you, Glenn. That's excellent.
Okay, so for the dedications, if you please turn to page 246 in the gold book. So this is from Master Shanti Deva, 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now you flip the page to 244 and 245 and we'll say prayers on both of these pages back and forth. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Kenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.